V'yoichol v'shoysa, and he ate and drank there. Oleho, kiton shemayim, with this old piece of bread, he drank some water, that's all. V'doima kimi shemesa mutlufonav. Like we said, that's the union of the Suda Samafsekis. As if to say, you're starting to have the tainus that the Avelis, even before Tisha B'Av. That means you feel as if the mace is in front of you. That's why we sit down on the floor by the Suda Samafsekis. We're supposed to feel as if mamish the mace, the churbin is in front of us. So that's his minig. He only ate dried out bread and water. Our minig is, we have usually eggs, we have the minig is to have hard-boiled eggs. It's also a maichel that they give avelim, as if to feel as if the mace is mamish in front of you. Tanan Osim, we learned over there. Mokim shenogu lasos malacha mishnim psachim yad, a place that they do malacha b'tisha b'av oisin. If the minig is to do malacha, you're allowed to do work. Mokim shenogu shle lasos ein oisin. Over chol mokim, every place though, talmud chachim b'telim. A talmud chachim should not do work on tisha b'av. Not only a Talmud Chacham Mamish should not do work, but whoever wants to act like a Talmud Chacham is allowed to. And don't think you're acting like a big shot. No, you're allowed to act like a Talmud Chacham today on Tisha B'Av, and don't do Malacha. Tanya Nami Yachav learned like this also, that Yashim and Gamil Oimer, L'yoylam Yasa Dematzmek a Talmud Chacham, Kadesh Yisan. We had this before also, that we had that the Yechidim start to fast by the tainuses, so Yechidim is supposed to be the chosh of a person. But we have whoever wants to fast, he's also allowed to fast. Because since you're doing something that's hard to you, you're not showing off like you're being misana, it's a good thing. Here also, if you would want to act like a Talmud Chacham and not to work at Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to. Tan Yibich wants another price like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Kala Oichel v'shoise b'Tisha B'Av. Whoever eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av is kilu oiche v'sheish of Yom Kippurim. It's mamish as if you ate and drank on Yom Kippur. Even though, of course, not mamish, on Yom Kippur you chayv misa for it. There's a misa b'day shemayim on Yom Kippur. It's chiv karas on Yom Kippur. If you eat, it's chiv karas on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a chiv karas if you eat. On Tisha B'Av it's not, but koponim it's a bit, he means to say it's a bit avera. Whoever eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av is very bad. It's a very chomadika tainus. The Rabbanan made it a very strong tainus here, come out just like Yom Kippur itself. Rabbi Akiva says, Kol oisem malacha b'tisha b'av. Whoever does work on Tisha B'Av is a neroya simen bracha l'irvim. It's even in a place that many gears to do work, they do the work, Yishna, you won't see a good simen. Nothing productive will come out of that work you did on Tisha B'Av. So mainly you're better off not doing the work then. The Chacham Maimon, the Chacham say, Kol oisa malacha b'tisha b'av. Whoever is busy doing work on Tisha B'Av, v'yeinai misabal al Yushalayim, and he doesn't feel bad, he doesn't show his avelis, he's not feeling bad for Yushalayim, is a neroya b'simchosai. He won't be zeichim, Mr. Shem, to see Mashiach's time, when we'll have again Yushalayim b'simchosai, when Yushalayim will be built up again. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Simchu es Yushalayim v'gilu bo kol oyaveho. Means be happy with your slime, all the people that love you. Siso ito moso is kolam es ablim aleho. That means who's going to be happy with your slime? All the people that were misabel, all the people that felt bad about your slime on Tisha B'Av, they'll be zeicher to see the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. Mikan Omer, from this pasuk we learned that kolam misabel ayu slime. Whoever really acts like avelis for your slime on Tisha B'Av or lav davka Tisha B'Av, could be any time. But kol ha-mesav alai Yishlayim, whoever feels bad about Yishlayim, is zoiche v'roye b'simchosai. You'll be zoiche, Mr. Hashem, to see when Yishlayim will be built up again. V'shein ha-mesav alai Yishlayim, and somebody that does not feel bad about Yishlayim, doesn't show his avelis, is a neroye b'simchosai. He won't be zoiche to see the simcha, he won't be zoiche to see when Mr. Hashem Yishlayim will be built up again. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learn like this also, Tanya Nami Hochi, that kol oichel bas, whoever eats meat, v'shoyse yayim b'tisha b'av, and eats, drinks more than tisha b'av, all of our kos of oimon, him the Pasuk says, v'ati avoinam al atzmoisam. There are averas like a part of them. It's a terrible avera, teeth and drink on tisha b'av. The Rambam shows you don't care about the churban abayis, and you won't be zeicher to see the Beis Hamikdash again. Yeah, but the Rashi also, Rashi says, Kolecha Bosrasiyam is to Tisha B'Av, Rashi says, Tisha B'Av Kolema Besuda Samafsik Bo. Rashi learns, doesn't mean mamash on Tisha B'Av. Because on Tisha B'Av itself, lav davka bosav yayin, like you're asking. On Tisha B'Av, you eat anything, it's no good. So that's what Rashi says, lav davka Tisha B'Av means, in the Suda Samav Sekis, if somebody eats meat, or else drinks wine, that's a terrible thing. For that, it's a terrible aver. Like we had before, the Indian of the Suda Samav Sekis is, to before Tisha B'Av, to make a little achon, a little preparation for Tisha B'Av, and to make a special Suda Zecha de Avelis. I think Morris says, Mamish to feel as if the mace is in front of you. Right. Rabbi Yehuda mechaya b'kfiya samita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that on Tisha B'Av you have to turn over the beds. In other words, you can't sleep on a bed on Tisha B'Av. You have to sleep on the floor. The Chacham did not agree. So he holds you're allowed to sleep on your bed on Tisha B'Av. Tanya, we learn like this. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarech, according to you, that you have to turn over the beds and sleep on the floor. What are you going to do with the pregnant ladies? Or the ladies that are nursing? Like, for them, it's come out impossible to sleep on the floor. They have their kids, they have to take care of them. They can't sleep on the floor. So the Moran says, Rabbi Yehuda said back, Afani lo yamarti, I also only said, Ela biyochel. Only by a person that's healthy that could sleep on the floor. You have the chiyuv then to sleep on the floor. But people that have to sleep on the bed, they're mutter. Some people also make all the mashu of a pregnant lady, and while she has to, she's allowed to sit on the chair, even though we're not to sit on the chair, the tulchat says on Tisha B'Av. But a pregnant lady that has to would be mutter. And even over here, it wouldn't be such a riot from over here. Here is someone talking about turning over the bed. Right. Tani Nami Yochu, we learn about this also. Moider Rabbi Yehuda lechachomim, Rabbi Yehuda is moider to lechachomim, that you don't have to turn over your bed. You're allowed to sleep on the bed, v'sheinu yochel. On someone like a pregnant lady that can't sleep on the floor, she's allowed to sleep on the bed. You don't have to turn over the bed on Tisha B'Av. Or no, suadim the other way. O moidim chachom Rabbi Yehuda. The chom shita that says, yes, you don't have to turn over the bed. They agree to Rabbi Yehuda, v'yochel, that if somebody is healthy and strong, and he could turn over his bed and sleep on the floor, he has to turn over the bed. That's what the Brisa says. So if so, fret the Gemara, my benayu. If both are murdered to the other one, what's the machlekes then? Have you agrees by a pregnant lady, she doesn't have to. The chum agree by a healthy person, you have to. So what's the machlekes then? If the Gemara ika benayu shar mitis. The Alkamina is the rest of the beds of the house that you're not sleeping on, even your couches. So you also have to turn them over or not. Kiratani, like, not like this. Whenever it's learned like an oval, you have to turn over the beds. Not only the bed that you're sleeping on yourself, you have to turn over. All the beds you have to turn over. So that's Shalom Nebiyud, that's Nebiyud Shita. Nebiyud holds that as long as you could, as long as you're not like a pregnant lady that has to sleep on a bed, as long as you could, you have to turn over your bed. And not only your bed, all the beds in the house also, all the couches also, you have to turn over. But the Chum say no, the Chum say, you only have to turn over the bed that somebody sleeps on it, not to sleep on it, sleep on the floor. But the other beds you don't use, you don't have to turn over. So that's enough communion between the Yehuda and the Chachamim. Omar Rav says, Hilchosokatana di Didan, we hold like our Tana that says, Loi hoidu loi Chacham kol ikar. We hold like our Mishnah that says, the Chum argue on Yehuda kol ikar. In other words, even if you're healthy and you could sleep on the floor, we held you not mechuyiv to. We held you don't, but you have to turn over the bed like we do the maisa. We don't turn over our beds. Here, right? Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, lehoyo yamim tovim liYisrael. There was no yamim tovim to Klal Yisrael. And this was the two greatest yamim tovim Klal Yisrael has. We have the Yom Kippur, and we have this Yom Tov of Chamisha Sabav. So Gemara says like this, Bishleim Yom Kippurim, it's very good to understand Yom Kippurim, Mishum Diyisbei, Slicho Mechila. You know what's so great about Yom Kippur? It's a day that Hashem forgives us, Slicho Mechila, such a tremendous Simcha. Vaita, it's also Yom Shenitnu by Luchas Achreinus. That was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Luchas Achreinus. As Moshe came down on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, with the first luchas, and he broke them, then he waited 40 days, and then he went up another 40 days, and he came down on Yom Kippur. He came down on Yom Kippur, that's the day that Hashem gave the luchas. And these two things had to do one with the other, that the Pshat that Hashem gave the Lucha Shnias on Yom Kippur was like we say, Salachti Kidvarecha, that Hashem forgave us for the Chet of the Eagle, and since Hashem forgave us for the Chet of the Eagle, that's why we brought down the Luchas on Yom Kippur. A Kippur with a tremendous Yom Tov Aslicha Mechila, like that's the happiest day we have. Like every Jew wants to be pure. The Averis we have, we know it's wrong. So finally come today of Yom Kippur that Hashem wipes away the Averis, it's a tremendous simcha. What kind of simcha can be greater than that? The day we all become pure, Kaddish and Tor, that's a tremendous day, Yom Kippur. Instead of a ton of the Veil Yoh even says that the one day a year that Hashem himself is the most besimcha, the biggest simcha Hashem has the whole year is on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that Hashem also has the most simcha. In the same shot, Hashem is happy when we're clean. Like the more pure we are with the Am Yisrael, the more happy is Hashem is. So on Yom Kippur, we become the most purest. Hashem is the most happiest on Yom Kippur. So we understand why Yom Kippur is a great Yom Tov. Ela 15th day of Av, Mahi, what's so great about Tuv Vav? What's so great about Chamisha Sabav? What happened then? So we're going to say a few things. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Yom Shehutru Shvotim Lovei Zebezeh. This was the day when the Shvatim were matter and they dashed in the Psukim that one Shevet could intermarriage into another Shevet. In other words, before Chamisha Sabav, they thought that from Shevet Shimon, the men and ladies have to intermarriage only Shevet Shimon. A lady and a man from Shevet Shimon have to intermarriage. They can't marry somebody from another Shevet. When it finally came Chamisha Sabav, that's when they dashed in the Psukim to say, no, you're allowed to marry one Shevet into another Shevet. My Doris, what are they dashing? The pasuk says, "Zeh hadavar asher tzivu Hashem l'bnei slofchot." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. The bnei slofchot had kindness to say that the brothers died, the fathers died. What's going to be with our mishpacha? So the pasuk says that the bnei slofchot they should only intermarriage into their mishpacha, into their shevet. So they thought that the tzivu for all shvatim have to only intermarriage their shevet. To find the dashin apostle that says no, it says zeha dovah shatziv Hashem lomay slofchem. So we dashin dovah ze loyhe noyik el bador ze. This inyan like bnei slofchot, they should only marry into them shevet was only said by that door. That's all. But avad the future generations, you're allowed into marriage one shevet into another shevet, and they dashin this hetter on chamisha sabav. So Rashi shutu shvatim lo bezeh bezeh. The Rachman of the Torah says, "V'chol bas Yerushin achlo uksev leitis of nachlo mimatlamato." A bas, a daughter like Shiyashins. In other words, Shiyashins a father sometimes. So she's if there's no sons, so the daughter's Yashin. Now, if the daughter gets married to another mishpah, another shevet, when her father dies, the nachlo is going to go from one shevet to another shevet. And the pasuk says, "Leitis of nachlo mimatlamato." Don't change around the inheritance from one shevet to another shevet. Acha ki ish b'nachlosa yidbeku b'nei Yisrael. So they dashed first that everybody has to marry into his own shevet. Then later on, chamisha sabav, v'yomdo v'tiru dovezeh, v'yomate nizach, v'chamisha sabav. And they dashed in notes. The pasuk says, ze adov ashasiv Hashem l'vnei slofchot. Ze miyutu klema, lo yeh dovezeh noig ela v'dor zeh v'dor shevnei slofchot. Only in this generation is such an Islam that you have to marry into your shevet. But avada l'doyrois, you're allowed to marry from one shevet into another shevet. So some say, what was so great about this Indian? You're allowed him to marry one shevet into another shevet.
Alright, a turnover. Alright, a turnover.
Right. Rav Yosef Omer Rav Nachman, what was so great about Chamisha Sabav? It was Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Loiva Bakal. It was the Yom the day that there was also Darshim Sukim, that after Plegish Begiva, that at that time they made an Issa Shvua not into marriage into Shevet Binyamin, and later they were matter the Shvua that you're allowed to marry people from Shevet Binyamin. Shneimar Apostle says, Vish Yisrael Nishba Ba Mitzvah Lemer. Ish mimena leyitin bitul binyamin. After the ma'aseh plegish begiva, b'shevet binyamin, they killed them, so they made a shvua that nobody from other shvatim allowed to give their daughters to marry to shevet binyamin. Leish, you can't give your daughters to marry to shevet binyamin for wife. So churitz also from then on to give your daughter to let get married to shevet binyamin. My Dorish, what are they dashing now in chimish yosabav v'umatrit? Amarav, they dashen like this. Mimenu v'loy mibinenu. We dashen, the pasuk says, the shvua was, ish mimenu l'yitim bitin. Only the people that are alive at that generation, at that time, of Plegish Megiva, they made a shvua, they're not going to let their daughters marry into Shevet Binyamin. But the children are allowed to marry into Shevet Binyamin. So they dashen on Chamisha Sabab, that they're allowed to intermarriage into Shevet Binyamin. By the Rabba Bar Bachon Amr Rav Yechanan, it's Yoim Shekolu Boy Meisei Midbar. On Chamisha Sabav, that was the day that they realized that the people stopped dying in the Midbar. Was not like this. The Yom Amar was not like this. Achilei Kolu Meisei Midbar. Up until like the 40 years in the Midbar, on the 40th year, that was the year that the last person that had to die died, and he died, they stopped dying on Chamisha Sabav. That's the time they stopped dying. And the Yom Amar was not like this. Actually, Kolu Meisei Midbar, those 40 years of the Midbar, that the Jews, the door of the that was there, B'Shas Meraglim, there was Nigzer on them, they have to die in the Midbar, up until the last Jew didn't die, L'Hoyediber in Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't talk like Mamish Peel Peh to Moshe. Shenem Raposit says, V'hika Shetamu Kolanchi Amacham Alomus, after all the people, the whole generation of the Dor on Midbar died, then the Pasuk says, V'yedaber Hashem Eli. That means Eli Hoyu Adibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish spoke to me directly. So Rashi says like this, Shekolu Masa Midbar. So Rashi the Tanya was not like this. Kol HaBoyim Shon, all the 40 years, Shoye Midbar, V'chol Erev Tisha B'Av, and every Erev Tisha B'Av through those 40 years, Hoya Kruz Yotzei, a voice would go out, a call, a basko would go out, a cruz would go out, the Yom would say like this, Tzu Lachbar, on Erev Tishrei, everybody go and dig your grave. Everybody has to go dig a grave. V'yekolechot v'yechot yoytzei v'choyfo loy kever. Everybody would go and dig his grave. V'yoshin boy, on Tishrei by night, the whole Klai Yisrael would go to sleep inside their grave. Shema yomas kardim shiachbar, because they're afraid vices on the Midbar, the generation that they died out on Tishrei B'Av. Every year on Tishrei B'Av, that's the day that the people died, that year. So they're afraid maybe they'll die before they had the grave. So everybody used to dig the grave there of Tisha B'Av and sleep there Tisha B'Av at night. Well, the Mocher on the next day on Tisha B'Av, HaKruz Yaitz again, the Basko, whatever it was, went out. The Kurin said like this, Yebod lo chayim in amesim. Whoever's still alive, get up and go away. And the people that didn't get up, they died there, they stood there. The Chol Shoye by Nefesh Chaim, whoever had a little life to him, HaYayimit would get up and walk out. Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. The Yaitzei. Now, V'chol Shono Yosef Kain, every year they used to do that. That's how the people died in the Midbar. Mamash, you see how much pitochim they had, Mamash, the Mamash Tadikim there. You think of Zach like that they did the Chet Meraglim. But afterwards, they realized they did the Navera, and the Mamash had an Emun in Hashem, pitochim Hashem. Imagine Zach like that, Mamash Merodik. That they told them, everybody dig your own grave and sleep there at night. Everybody went to sleep, they had to be talking like, Hashem, they're going to kill me now. I deserve to have my Misa, this is the Misa, what can I do? If I deserve to get up, I'll get up. Everybody went to sleep and didn't know if they got up or not. Some of said a mafo very good that night. Also, the end of the 40th year, Uvishnasa Boyim Shono also, they did the 40th year also. Olamocha, on the 40th year, that Tisha B'Av, Omdu Kulam Chayim, everybody that went to sleep that night got up. V'chivan Shirol Kach, everybody saw that, everybody got up. Tamu, they wondered, V'yom, they said, Shema Te'inu, like up until now, every year, people died, a lot of people died. Vazab is now, nobody died last night. So Masami made a mistake, it's not Tisha B'Av. Chazwo v'shachu b'kevrayim, leilais, ad lecha mishasa, ad lecha mishasa. Now much the next 6 days, every night they went to sleep in the kever. They didn't know sure if it was Tisha B'Av or not. So every night they slept in the kever that night. V'chiv and shirosh in esmala malavona, when they saw that the moon, by chemishasa b'av, the moon in the middle of the month, the moon is full, is Batesvov Loy Mesechem, and still nobody died. Yodul, now they understood Shechesbon Chodesh Mechubin. They had the right Cheshbon. Ukva Mem Shona Shogzeris Nishlamu. It already finished the 40 years. So on Chamisha Sabav, that's when they realized what was going on, that we already finished the 40 years in the Midbar, and from now on we don't have to sleep in the Beis HaKvarit, in our Kvarim, and we're not going to die. Is Oysa Ador, Oysa Yom Yomtiv. They're Kovu, Oysa Ador, Oysa Yom Yomtiv. Therefore, at that time, they made a yomtiv that day. They made a yomtiv that day that was the Chamisha Sabav that they stopped dying the Dor HaMidbar.
What's the keeping track?
Right, Ulu Amaula says the Yom Tov of Chamisha Sabav is Yom Shebitul Hoshaya Ben Ola Prusdoye Shohesha Biravim Ben Avot Al Adrochim Shloyalo Yisrael Regal. As the Rav Ben Avot, he was a big Russia, he put Prusdoyes, a policeman, on the roads to stop Jews from going up to the Regal. You can't go up to the Regal, you can't go to Yishlayim. So when Hoshaya Ben Ola took over, he was, Rashi says, a little bit of a Russia, but so all he did was he stopped the policeman. He wasn't as bad as Yeruvim ben Avot. He didn't stop the Jews from going up anymore. He just took away the policeman as if to save a Yom when he said,